Welcome back into our pregame coverage on KSOM. Nick Krohn is the head coach for the Riverside Bulldogs, and they kick off the year against AHSTW. Nothing like a loaded opponent to begin the season, but what do you make of this AHSTW group you'll be facing tonight?
Oh, they'll still be pretty special. I mean, they lost one superstar from their team, but yeah, they have a lot of nice pieces. They have a lot of good athletes. I know we played them this summer, and it was a pretty tight game, but it's just tough to score on them. They are pretty pesky defensively. So, yeah, I envision they'll be right back up at the top of the WIC conference. I think there'll be a number of teams that can vie for that. But, yeah, they'll be there. So you speak, we have Avoca, and then we go to IKM and then Underwood. So, yeah, have a nice little start there.
Your group has a lot back from last season, and you guys really made a nice strong push at the end of the year. What are some of the expectations you've got for the group this season?
Well, I think the fun part is to make a deep playoff run. What's really fun about this group, unlike some of the other groups, I've had groups in the past that I've coached that have been like, oh, maybe we could do this or get to a sub-state game or get to Wells Fargo, and they kind of dream about that. I think we got some key pieces. I really think it's going to happen. So that's pretty cool when you're around a bunch of kids that really believe that it's going to go that well.
Tell us about your personnel and who are guys going to play some big roles for you this year.
Well, I think we have Grady, and we have both the Aidens, Aiden Bell and Aiden Salais, and Mason and John all coming back. And then you're going to see increased minutes for Kyler Reakin. And, you know, right now we're about six deep. Grady gets back. We're going to, try to push to be seven or eight deep, but we have a number of guys that are competing from that spot. DJ Brahman, we have Keaton Reakin, we have, I already mentioned Kyler, we have Garrett Huff, Tegan Schekinger, then the Hendersons, the Henderson twins in ninth grade have had pretty good start of the season here and good summer. So, yeah, we still have some competition looking for kind of fill out that roster six through eight. So I'm kind of excited to see how the month of December goes and kind of see where we're at after Christmas and as far as a rotation.
It's always a pretty quick start of just a couple of weeks of practice, and then you're having games. But what have you focused on early on in practice to get ready to get off to a good start to the year?
Well, I think two things. I kind of like offensively trying to create a little bit more space, working on some of our spacing, kind of more motion offense, freelance, I would call it maybe. But then also having a screening offense as well. So kind of trying to transition in between that. And then defensively, a big thing for us is I'm really trying to get in focus to be able to give maybe multiple looks, do well at it. I think sometimes last year we got into where we're just doing man, or a lot of times we just did maybe a zone look and kind of carried that through. I'd like to be able to change up some defenses here and there. I mean, we're not, I think our tallest guy is 6'2", maybe. So we're not blessed with size. But I think we do have some guys with some pretty high basketball IQs where we can maybe change up some looks and create a little havoc for some teams.
I know you kind of touched on it earlier when you're talking about the expectations, but I guess just the standard for winning at Riverside, the landscape of what is expected of Bulldog basketball has really changed the last couple of years. How will that benefit this group to kind of be, expect to be the team that goes out there and wins?
I think just we have a lot of guys, when you think of Aiden and Grady especially, that have been part of the last 2 years. We're coming, back-to-back winning seasons, which is, it's been a while since back to Ricky Williams probably when that was happening. So, yeah, I think they just expect to win. And once you get a roll, it's really hard to get rolling, but once you start winning, that tradition carries on as well. So, that carried right into summer. We had a really good summer, both from playing in some of our league games and some of our camps, but then also individually, you have when your best players are your hardest workers, it sets a tone. It really does. And, the expectation is, give it your all and we're going to win, not I hope we win or maybe we'll get them. It's like, no, we're going to play hard and we're going to win. And that carries over from our leaders. And I've been really impressed, with our seniors and with Grady and some of our underclassmen this summer. I've really stepped up and kind of worked hard individually on their game, but then also on the team part of it.
Great to talk to you, Coach. Looking forward to seeing your team this season, and best of luck to you. Thanks for your time here.
Yeah, thank you. As always, thanks for the coverage.
Absolutely. That's Nick Cron, head coach for Riverside. We'll be back with more pregame coverage and give you the starters when we return on KSOM.